Well, Cartrack released its full-year results, reporting a 16.3% rise in profit after tax, thanks to a 28% jump in the group's subscriber base. But despite higher profit, Cartrack has decided to trim its dividend payout as it looks to invest for growth. We'll talk about all of that with CEO Zach Callister for more detail. Thank you so much, Zach, for your
time.
Let's talk about that. So you've grown the subscriber base. It's over 960,000 people. It's fed into your net profits, that growth over 16.3%, but you're taking some of that back to reinvest in the business.
Well, we're in a growth phase of our business, and it's, you know, to invest in the distribution to continue to grow, and acquisition of customers, it's quite cash intensive. And we've got a relatively clean balance sheet. We owe the banks in the region of 200 million rand, and we'd like to see a debt-free cash balance sheet. And we don't believe we should be paying dividends like we were paying in the past, considering we're a growth story, and we continue to grow, and we foresee ourselves growing there for the foreseeable future.
What does that growth of your subscriber base involve, and why does it need to be fed cash?
So 10, 15 years ago, if you wanted a tracking device, you'd have to pay cash for it, and then you pay a monthly subscription. Today, it's all bundled. So you just pay the monthly subscription.
Yeah.
So we have to fund that whole cost of acquisition. So it's the commissions, it's the fitment costs, it's the technical equipment that we install in your vehicle, and we fund that.
Yeah.
For few, and that's quite cash intensive.
We know how difficult the current consumer environment is in South Africa. We know how difficult it is to get South Africans to actually even get insurance for their motor vehicles. What do you think drives the growth for you guys for the Cartrack business?
Well, there's two facets to it. The one facet is the software as a service, which is us adding value to small enterprises, big enterprises, and corporate businesses. And everybody wants to reduce costs. They want to optimize their drivers, their fleets. And in doing that, they need tools to be able to assist them in reducing costs.
Yeah.
And we believe 5-10 years ago, if you had our technology, it would give you the advantage. Today, you're at a disadvantage if you haven't got our technology, and today it's become an equalizer. There's, on the other side, on the consumer, consumers are looking for more security and safety.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our statistics in crime has increased, and there's a bigger demand also for our tracking, stolen vehicle recovery services as well. So that's the drive.
But you've been able to sell your technology to the Asia Pacific and to mainland Europe. Tell us a bit about that.
That's all software as a service. Mm. And we compete with other players there. And we've got getting really good growth. So in Europe, we got, if I remember correctly, about 28% subscription growth. And in Asia, we got over 50% subscription growth. We believe Asia will be, for the foreseeable future, our real growth. We believe that will continue to grow substantially in the short and medium term.
I imagine that then involves a great investment in research and development, and I see you've appointed a new chief information officer in your Singapore hub.
Yes, so we're doing all our research and development now out of Singapore. It's relatively easy to get good talent.
Yeah.
And we're speeding up, and we're investing quite a lot of money in R&D, and we believe all our different geographies will have better technology for the future. And we're really bringing our new platforms on board. We're deploying our next generation platforms and hardware in the next few months. In actual fact, we've just started deploying some of the technology now.
There's a lot of talk at the moment around the fourth industrial revolution, artificial intelligence, and so on. What role is that, along with the data analytics, playing in the kind of future planning that you're doing, I suppose?
Well, today it's all about data, and it's all about having artificial intelligence running in the background to be able to optimize whatever you do. And in our space, it's all about optimizing your workforce and your vehicles, and that can assist most companies in managing their fleets.
Okay, so what is that, how does that then feature into your planning for the future and how much you are investing in the growth of the business, both from a broader spectrum of the technology investment you need to do, but also for the return for shareholders?
So the return for shareholders, we've proved over time that we can return for shareholders, but we are in a technology company, and technology is like a god and it's never finished. And you just have to do more and more to stay competitive and to stay ahead of the game. So we will continue to invest in technology forever.
Yeah.
If you're in it, you can never stop. It's part and part of your business model. You've got to continue to deliver features, services, and you compound all these things over time, and it's never enough. It's a moving target. And with that comes customers and comes value to the subscribers.
What's the future of the South African business, do you think?
Well, the future in South African business, we see huge demand. The consumer needs our technology for safety and security. The businesses need our technology to improve their fleets and driver efficiencies in the safety and also the security of their cargoes and of their vehicles. So we foresee growth in South Africa, but we are cautious about it. There's definitely a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
In small businesses, there's pressure in the economy at this point in time, and we feel it at this point in time.
We'll leave it there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Today is Zach Calisto, CEO of Cartrack.